Continuing our topic of action items after the recent monsoons, did you know that in Arizona, according to insectidentification.org, there are over 702 types of insects that live in Arizona, and it feels like they are all out and alive right now. What are they? Are they zigzag furculas, wood rat botflies, spiny-headed overweevils, centipedes, cat-faced spiders, over obtuse yellows, or scorpion flies? To talk to us about all the creepy, crawly, fly, stingy insects and bugs of Arizona, we've got Curtis Whalen of Blue Sky Pest Control joining us on the line. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Is it just me, or has every insect that resides in the state of Arizona come out of hibernation?
We definitely see a big increase after the monsoon rains like we had last couple weeks.
And where do a lot of these guys, where are they living when they're in hibernation?
Well, they're not necessarily in hibernation. They're already there, and they're active. What happens is, like, for example, termites, they're active 24/7, 365 days a year. But there are certain times a year where they're more active, especially after monsoons, because of certain different variables that help them, reproduce faster, and they're more active. And the same thing with some of the other pests that we get calls on a lot this time of year.
Out by our horse stalls, whenever it rains, there is no less than 15 to 20 new anthills that pop up. And we get them all eliminated, and we're like, all right, great. Next rain comes, there's another dozen or so.
When I was talking to my staff recently about, hey, what are the top pests we're seeing, ants came up top on the list, and that's really common. Because what happens is when it rains really hard, it'll usually flood their nest, and it'll totally destroy what they've already have excavated. And so then they have to rebuild it, and they have to put a lot more workers at it. And so all of a sudden you just see a lot more activity. And then if it's been raining for a couple of days, they might have had to hunker down for a couple of days. So now all of a sudden they're feeling the pressure to go get more food that they haven't had the chance to get for a couple of days. So it can be a variety of reasons. But ants are definitely one of the top ones that we see a lot more activity after a rain.
And those
are the crawling ones. Then we also see the swarming ants, which are the winged reproductives, which when after a rain, we have some more humidity than normal, and it creates some conditions that it triggers them to send off swarmers. And so you'll actually see swarming ants flying to go make a new nest. So those are a few things that we see.
And if I remember right from a previous broadcast, y'all were in studio with us, I think one of your technicians said the biomass of ants is greater than the biomass of humans on planet Earth.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, ants are one of the most successful animals on the planet, so it's amazing. Even though their nests are usually underground, it's amazing what they can do.
That's a staggering statistic to think about. If there's 8 billion people and ants outweigh us, how many ants must there be? I couldn't pronounce a number that high.
Yeah, totally.
So what do you guys do for your customers this time of year?
Well, our services are fully guaranteed. So what happens is sometimes they are seeing some of these pests that are just more active after the rain. And so we're sometimes going out to help them with something that's popped up. And one of the top pests that we start seeing more of after rains is termites. The termite swarmers, which are similar to the ants ones I was just talking about, they're winged and they are triggered by a rain to go fly off and start a new colony. But also, the workers that are already in established colonies, this rain softens the soil, and so they can actually work faster, and we just see a lot more activity after the monsoon rains. So you'll start seeing more termite tubes and more termite swarmers. And that's obviously a sign that there are colonies nearby. And so with that, we offer a free inspection, and we go out to inspect, to see what type of activity they have. And then we explain to them what their options are to protect their home.
And you said ants are most common right now, and you also mentioned termites. What are some of the other insects that we're looking for and treating?
A couple other ones that are really prevalent right now, crickets. And those are already quite prevalent this time of year. And so, it could just be that after the rain, they're getting disturbed some, and they're out looking, foraging for food. But then with the moisture, the extra humidity, they can reproduce faster, and so a lot of times they're just going to even explode more. And then also another one is, this is an important one for people to be aware of, is mosquitoes. It doesn't happen immediately, But usually about a week or so after a rain, we start seeing a big increase in mosquitoes. It's because all of a sudden you have standing water and even water collecting in man-made containers like cups around the pool or, you know, I even had it in
outdoor planter garden that's got soils oversaturated and you got some standing water.
And I even had one time where it was in a little water bottle cap. The cap was upside down and it collected water, but we're talking only like a quarter of an inch of water. And I saw four or five mosquito larvae in there. So it doesn't take very much water. And another time, I found a little, you know, those little Red Flyer wagons on the side of a house, and some of this rain had gotten into it, and all of a sudden there was hundreds and hundreds of mosquito larvae, and they were wondering why they were seeing so many mosquitoes, and it was right around the corner on their own property. See, the thing with mosquitoes is, in cooler times of the year, it takes them 2 to 3 weeks for them to develop from when they lay their eggs to when they become adults. But this time of year, when it's so warm, the water's warmer, and sometimes it only takes about 5 to 7 days, and so it's happened a lot quicker right now. So that's why you got to be vigilant. And we do have cases of West Nile virus, St. Louis encephalitis, and some other things that mosquitoes can carry that can be dangerous for people, especially elderly. So it's something that you want to be aware of.
Well, if you're tired of what's bugging you, Blue Sky Pest Control, they've been a Rosie on the House certified partner for over 10 years. Gilbert and Phoenix locations, blueskypests.com. Curtis Whalen, thanks again for taking a few minutes of your Saturday morning to join us.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.